Somewhere in the desert, there's an ancient city that seems unreal. This is the oldest skyscraper city in the world. Hundreds of apartment buildings dominate the skyline. Some go up to 11 stories. Modern skyscrapers are made of concrete and steel, but this city is 2,000 years old and made of mud. Who built this city? Why are the buildings so tall? And how did they do it? This is the old walled city of Shibam. I've been fascinated by the city ever since I saw this picture. At first, I didn't believe my eyes. This ancient city just looked too modern. Even comparing it to a modern place like Manhattan, part of the city of New York, Shibam is special. The city is 330 by 240 meters. This is about the size of three apartment blocks on Manhattan, part of the densest city of the United States. With a population of 7,000, Shibam is way more densely populated. And it's way older. They were already building tower houses in Shibam during the Roman Empire. It's also special when you compare it to its surroundings. People use mud brick across the region. But nowhere do they build as tall as in Shibam. I thought that was strange. What I found even stranger is how abruptly the city ends. It just sits there in the middle of the desert. There seems to be plenty of space around it. There are even other buildings close by. So why did they build so high? Going into an investigation on a city like this starts with curiosity. It's about wanting to know more about the world around us. If you're also curious, I think you're going to like the sponsor of this video. Imprint helps you to turn your doom-scrolling device into a learning tool. Imprint helps you to take small moments of time during your day to really build a learning habit. Imprint has taken the most important concepts from disciplines like philosophy and psychology and turned them into these beautiful bite-sized lessons. Everyone learns in a different way. But I'm convinced that visuals are extremely important to really help you understand the topic. And that's why I'm in love with the beautiful design of this app. It makes me want to come back to it. Each course is designed to get to the core, so you can easily get an idea about the topic. There are courses on finance, on productivity, and even on the science of happiness. It's no wonder that this was 2023 Google's App of the Year. I'm really enjoying it. If you want to try Imprint yourself and get a free 7-day trial, you can scan the QR code on screen or go to the link in the description. With that, you also get 20% off an annual premium subscription. And now, let's get back to those skyscrapers. Shibam is in Yemen, a place you've probably only heard mentioned like this.
As fears grow of a wider war in the Middle East, explosions rocking the capital of Yemen.
It's one of the worst humanitarian crises we've seen in almost a century.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say they've attacked another cargo ship in the Red Sea.
14 million people that are sort of at risk of famine.
But I wanted to show you a different side of this country. So instead of going there, I reached out to every filmmaker from Yemen I could find. And eventually, I got in touch with Mohamed.
Marhaban, ismi Mohamed Al-Lashuli.
Mohamed visited Shibam and talked to the locals. What we found was a story of humans adapting to a harsh environment, of an ancient city with a vibrant community, and why this city might be in danger. But before we let the locals tell their story, why even build a city in the middle of the desert? The geography of Yemen gives us the answer. In this map, orange and red is where people live. Most of Yemen is empty. The majority of the population lives in the west, in the mountains, where you can find the capital Sana'a, and on the coast, in places like Aden. The middle of Yemen is a big desert where almost no one lives. But here, in the cracks of a plateau, you can find human settlements. Settlements like Shibam. These cracks have been created by something humans can't live without: water. Shibam is located in a valley of the Wadi Hadramaut. A wadi is a riverbed that is dry for most of the year, but in the rainy season, the river flows. That water can be stored to drink and can be used for irrigation. People have been settling close to wadis all over desert areas. Because of this water, Shibam became an important step in a huge caravan network. A network that carried spices and incense between Africa, the Middle East, and India. It's a strategic location.
أي شخص يريد أن يحكم وادي حضرموت لابد عليه أن يخضع شبام سيطرته.
Shibam was mentioned in Greek sources and was part of many kingdoms and empires, but it was completely unknown to European explorers. It took until 1893 for the first Western travelers to visit. They saw a city that rose from the desert, like the steep side of a cliff.
But it wasn't a cliff. It was Shibam. ...500 houses all crowded together in a narrow space in the middle of the valley.
Keine der Städte Hadramauts macht einen so ausgesprochenen Eindruck einer Wolkenkratzerstadt wie die große Stadt Shibam. Shibam ist das Chicago der Wüste.
I found it interesting that some of the first travelers compared this city to Chicago instead of Manhattan. Maybe because this building from 1885 in Chicago was seen as one of the first skyscrapers, a building that had a skeleton made of steel. But in Shibam, all buildings are made of mud. The people that settled here had to do with extreme circumstances. It is often hotter than 40 degrees Celsius. There are not many trees to use for construction. And the desert stone is so tough it can only be used for foundations. So the people here have to rely on other local materials. They mix sandy soil with some clay and straw to make bricks that dry in the sun. 16 workers can make 8,000 bricks a day. A house they build can stand for 300 years. And maintaining the city is a constant process. The material they use influences the design of the buildings. To support the weight, the foundation of the homes is wider. The walls can be 1 meter thick at the base, tapering to 30 centimeters at the top. After laying the bricks, they are then covered with mud plaster. This can be a challenge for higher floors. The top parts of the buildings are then covered by white lime plaster. This helps to make them waterproof. This construction is perfect for the climate. The high buildings act like trees, limiting sunlight from hitting the walls. The thick mud also acts as an insulator, keeping the heat out. And the white lime has good reflective properties. Why wouldn't you just put white lime on the whole building then? Well, lime is expensive, so it then becomes a status symbol. The most important buildings are completely covered in them, like these mosques in the city. But there are other ways to show status, to personalize these apartment blocks. The doors and frames are made from carved wood in the most beautiful patterns. But building so high also has its challenges. The houses don't have elevators, so how do the locals deal with this?
بالعكس يعني حسها زي الرياضة طالعين نازلين جميل يعني عادي شو تعودنا يعني ما بين في اليوم تقريبا بين دورين ثلاثة أدوار فنشوف أمر طبيعي.
But it's not only residents that have to get up. The city may be ancient, but Shibami residents want modern amenities like refrigerators and air conditioning units.
بعض الأحيان الدواليب ما تطلع في الدرج، فيسحبونها من الشارع، ينزحونها لين السطوح، خاصة لما تكون بعد الدور الرابع يضيق.
والله ضرورة الحاجة من الاختراع يقول لك فنحن نطلع الحمد لله في كل بيت موجود ثلاجة.
The different floors also have very specific uses. The ground floor is used for storage or shops. It was often closed off for defensive reasons. The first floor can be used to keep animals. The second floor is for the men as a formal reception area. The third floor is for women. It's the main family area and also where you'll find the kitchens. Floors above that are for sleeping arrangements of different family members. But the question remains, why did they build so high? Ancient people liked to settle on elevated mounds. They were easier to defend from wild animals and invaders. When the space is limited, you have to go up. According to archaeological excavations, people were already building four-story houses in this region 2,000 years ago. And still Shibam is much higher than other cities.
Die Häuser sind so eng aneinander gebaut, dass ihre Fronten die Stelle von Stadtmauern vertreten.
ولأنها عاصمة وادي حضرموت كلها أطماع فيها. فكروا في التوسع الأفقي ليس لديهم المساحات الكافية في التوسع الأفقي.
There was a lack of space because 500 years ago something happened that changed Shibam forever. Two floods in 1298 and 1532 washed away huge chunks of the city.
بقيت المدينة حاصر بالمياه كشبه جزيرة.
It's these floods that shaped the city we see now. From then on, the only place that was considered safe was on this elevated mound. For 500 years, the people have had to resist temptation to build a bigger city. So it was built by the people that have been living here all along. This has led to a site that's so special, it was placed on a 1982 UNESCO World Heritage List. But there are dangers to this peaceful community. In 2008, a huge cyclone approached Yemen. This led to severe flooding. This image shows where the flooding happened. Some buildings collapsed and people died, but it could have been much worse for Shibam. The age-old knowledge of only building on high ground helped. Another threat to the city is a raging war in Yemen.
التيار رفع سعر الأسعار. العامل ما قدر يعيش بأي حياة. ما قدر يسرح كل يوم. شاقع عمله محزور. حيرته محزورة.
In 2009, a terrorist killed 4 South Koreans and their guide.
ضربت مع الحرب وهذا كبير يعني انفجارات برضه بجوار المدينة في وسط المدينة خارج المدينة هذه أثرت الكثير علينا. الآن نفتقد وجود السياحة نهائيا. وهذه أثر على كثير من الأسر.
The dangers to the city withstanding, it is still around today. It's a city where locals are extra proud.
نحن أبناء المدينة هذه نفتخر بمدينتنا ونفتخر أن نحن ننتمي إليها.
مجتمع حلو، مجتمع متكاتفين ومحافظ، مجتمع محافظ. ويعني متعارفين، تعارفون كل واحد جنب الثاني، يعني منطقة واحدة زي القرية مكبرة.
طعموا غدانا نطعم غداكم فهذه أشياء موجودة نتعامل مع الطلوع بهذا.
It's so connected. There are even passageways that link individual houses.
وبعض البيوت حتى يكون فيها في ثلاث الأدوار.
فبإمكانهم أنهم يمروا من البيت هذا والبيت هذا بل إنه بعض الأسر تجتمع.
It's easy to forget there are so much more to place in the news than whatever the current headline is. Shibam is an amazing example of the way humans adapt to their situation. Living in a harsh region with limited resources, in a climate not really suitable to humans, but still making it work. Keeping alive an ancient tradition to preserve a beautiful city. Making buildings that are fit for the climate, instead of making the climate fit the buildings. It's no wonder that this place is a World Heritage Site and has a special place in the hearts of citizens.
شيء جميل. يعني شبام خلافاً عن باقي المدن أشوفها.